Start your own radio show now and join our amazing radio family of fun and interesting talent. Be the radio star you've always wanted to be. Visit LATalkRadio.com or email info at LATalkRadio.com now and start your own show today.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us. And I want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us to you each and every week here at LA Talk Radio. Dr. Allen.
Yes?
I hear you are going to be doing a couples class, and I've had some inquiries about it. People want to know what goes on in the couples class. Can you give me a rundown?
Well, the first hour, it's a seven-hour class, and if anybody's a social worker or a marriage counselor, they can get 7 units of CEU credits for the day. We go from 9 to 4, and the first hour, I overview the basics that I've learned from the science of the virtue of mating, sexuality, and then at the end of my teaching hour, we begin 45 minutes with each of 3 couples, that's 6 people, and they negotiate, oh, and I've got to mention this, New York Times, June 23rd. So you're in love, sign on the dotted line. Isn't that
really
awesome?
It is.
About the wonders of making a contract. And that's what we do, because I've been doing it for over 40 years. But it takes a while to catch on. But I figure getting recognized, my name is not in there, that's okay. But the concept of contractual negotiated agreements about time, I, we, and us, space, chores, maintenance, private property, prenups, postnups, the benefits, liabilities, assets, money, my money, your money, our money, who's the controller and pays the bills, how do we divide it, is it dollar for dollar or percentage, depending on who makes more than the other, and then the ever-popular play, non-sexual, and in that area, we're looking at I play, I don't like this, the way you play. We play, where we contribute ideas every week for setting up dates in which we explore different hobbies and activities. And then the ever-popular sex. I sex, I don't want you to be touching other women. I don't want you to be kissing men on the cheek. What's our sex life, our making love life to be? And then last but not least, as part of that, I'm not a moralist. I'm a therapist. If you want an open relationship, we'll negotiate it. So it's negotiating instead of intimidating, instead of seducing. It's setting boundaries for a 2-month trial or doing it my way, to see if that doesn't enhance your relationship. Now, why 2 months? Because way back when in the 60s, I read Maxwell Maltz's book, and he alluded to the fact that human beings ruminate for about 8 weeks before they make a major decision. They think, they feel, they think, they feel, they think, they feel, and then they make a decision. Mm-hmm. Unless, of course, they're drug addicts or alcoholics, whereupon they go on ruminating for life. So with that in mind, what I do is I help people, and we had people from out of state coming the last time, and it was wonderful. Three couples, six human beings, negotiating the boundaries for their relationship and tape recording it on either their phones or I make CDs for them.
Now, this course is not just for married couples. This is for couples that are going to get married, that are going to be mated.
It could be for engagement. It could be for couples that don't ever plan to marry. Legally marry is gone away in Sweden. I did a piece of a TV show for them. But the truth is, it's the concept of negotiating boundaries before you get engaged, or if you get engaged, before you legally marry. And then every 2 months, for the first year, you negotiate every 2 months. Then the second year, every 4 months. Then the third year, every 6 months, which is twice a year. And then from then on, it's once a year for life, with or without Pat Allen.
Now then, do you find that this period, this every 2 months, which is 8 weeks again, that gives them a chance to really refine that contract, refine that negotiation, so that they work those kinks out? Because, of course, there's sometimes we hit kinks. We think we
That's
want
right.
something one way, and then when we have it that way, we find
I
that maybe...
I got news for you. Everything's up for change. But I ask them to sit down with or without me after the first one and evaluate any modifications. You know, the devil's in the details. And so with that in mind, I use the principles of business in order to enhance the romance of love.
And it's so interesting, too, because we are not static human beings. We're dynamic, always changing, ever changing, hopefully growing in a positive way. But those changes that we have in our lives, that we make in our lives, can really alter our relationships with people. Do you find that's true?
You know, people say, oh, this is so unromantic. And I say, well, in America, drive on the right side of the yellow line. And in England, drive on the left side or you die. That's kind of a simple order, too. So beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, they become your destiny. It becomes your destiny. At the bank making money, doctor's office being healthy, and in every relationship, especially the sexual, romantic, erotic relationship.
Well, I just want to put this out there, Dr. Allen. It may seem unromantic, but when all those things are settled in your contract, it really must give you a better feeling to be able to relax and enjoy the romance of the relationship.
One of the happiest days of my life is when a couple that had seen me 5 years before said, we're doing your thing and it's still helping us do wonderfully in our marriage.
That's awesome. I want to remind everybody that you can find out more about these classes and sign up for them at www.wantistore.com. And I want to remind you to sign up for our email newsletter at www.drpatallen.com, so you'll be the first to hear about what we've got going on and what we plan to open up. And I hear that Sue Wagner has got some surprises in the wings that we can look forward to. So at this time, I'd like to say our call-in number is 323-203-0815, and we're ready to take calls.
Good.
Great. Looks like we've got one coming in. Oh, yeah, while we're waiting for... Oh, there we go. Hi, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
Good.
I'm so glad. Yes, I'm so glad to be on the air with you, Doctor. Okay, so my question is, I met a man.
You met him? You're the man?
Well, no, he met me. Okay, he met me in a bar, and he approached me. He spoke to me first, and following your tools, I did not, as much as I wanted to, I did not approach him. Okay, what happened was, during the course of conversation, is he seemed to be asking numerous questions as to interests, and I got the feeling that he was trying to see if I was compatible with him.
I've got news for you. I hate it when the feminine person does the interviewing. That's whether it's a man that's feminine or a woman. I love it when the masculine interviews. So this man already is asking for what he wants. He wants information. He's checking and reviewing your attitudes, your beliefs.
Okay. The only thing is, I don't think I passed any of those tests, because the questions that he was asking me were not in line with, it appeared to...
Well, what were they in line with?
Well, I mean, he asked political beliefs, and then
you don't kind think of those are important in today's world?
Yes, I do. I do believe that's important, but I don't feel like I was given a fair chance.
What is fair? Do you want to be equal?
No, I don't want to be equal. However,
you want
I am
to be respected first or cherished first?
Cherished. All the way.
Well, if you want to be cherished, then you respect him. All the ladies on the phone, get your hands up. I promise you can follow through, darling lady.
I promise.
On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect the men I love.
To respect the men I love.
That means sons, fathers, brothers, boyfriends, husbands. Even when. I know at times I'm smarter.
I know at times I'm smarter.
Furthermore. I promise. To keep my masculine yang mouth shut.
To keep my masculine yang mouth shut.
Unless I have to call the police.
Unless I have to call the police.
A doctor. Or a lawyer.
A lawyer.
First. You see, we all want to be respected and cherished. But when we want it equally, we ruin intimacy. I've seen too many marriages go down when the couple become business partners and start becoming equal in making money instead of making love.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So
women deserve and worthy. What?
So another question I have is, so.
Okay, what is it?
All right. So then, some of these other things he was kind of throwing at me, like certain programs on TV and different books and so on. It's like, and I never even heard of them. Not interested in,
Then tell him that.
Yeah,
he's
trying to find
out intellectually and intuitively. Men follow their intuition. We follow our feeling instincts. We know what we don't want, even if it's illogical. But men follow their intuition. Do you know that they have 21 genes on their sperm that enhance intuition? It's awesome. So I'm afraid you may not like that you're with a man who's interviewing you for compatibility, but I like it because it really sorts things out.
Yes, it does. And so a question I have is, okay, so do men do that in general? Do they kind of categorize women, okay, this is a sexual partner versus this is a mate material? I mean,
No, honey, I'm afraid the little head picks.
Mm-hmm.
And it picks through the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Men are created as animals to reproduce on the planet. We like making love, we women. We combine our feelings and our actions. They, when they're young, under 45, they really want to be active sexually. That's a big deal. And so because of that, they need chemistry. But the problem with chemistry is it's indiscriminate. The penis does not ask questions. The head and the top ask questions. So
right.
compatibility has to do enough issues compatible to be able to make you friends and partners. Then, so chemistry is a big, big deal. But premature sexuality dulls the need to learn about compatibility. When we get into sex too quickly and without contracts, we tend to not notice incompatibility.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing is communication, which is what I do. I teach mm-hmm. negotiation so we can avoid intimidation and seduction. And don't forget to read my new book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. It has the tools in there. It has my philosophy in there.
I'm almost finished with it, in fact. And so, because there was a lot of chemistry between he and I. There's a lot of chemistry.
Good.
However, I'm like baffled as to, you know, being interviewed like this, and I have no idea. But
Have you always been a man with men?
I guess. Yes.
Do you have men that you respect or men that you cherish in the past?
Cherished only.
Was your daddy wanting a boy when he had you?
Yes.
He got it done.
Right. Yes. Oh, boy.
But the only men you can be with have to be feminine.
No. Yeah, I do not want that. I do not want a feminine man.
Then I strongly recommend that if your gut says that you have chemistry for this person, please answer his question honestly and simply and paint the best picture you can.
Okay? Yes, that makes a
Happy
lot of
hunting.
Sense.
Happy hunting.
Thanks, caller.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, people.
I think that interview process is looking for that compatibility factor.
I got news for you. It is. Chemistry, I can't give
Hello?
You. It's either there or it's not there.
Oh, we've got a caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thank you. I have heard Dr. Allen say that, you know, you go out on 3 dates and if, you know, there's no chemistry, you don't feel like there's a potential for a real relationship, that you tell the gentleman out of respect that I enjoy your company. However, I don't have any chemistry for you. And if we date moving forward, we're just going to be friends. So my question is, I've done that.
I further want you to say, I don't want to use you or lead you on. Men need to be respected to feel cherished.
Okay.
Women don't want to be seen as sex objects, and men don't want to be seen as gold mines.
Right. And I don't know. It's been a bit of time. But, I mean, he knows my intent that I would never want to use him, and I'm not... You know, we've been friends for 5 years. We dated a long time ago, but it didn't work. And I was willing to try it again. He's a lot of fun. I just don't feel like it will go long term because I don't feel anything like that for him. He's a friend. So anyway, we're going out, and he's paying. But he treats me like a date, that he opens my doors and everything, which is really nice. I mean, because I can't afford to go out with him if he was, so if he wants to pay, I'll go out with him. And but I'm afraid I might be doing the wrong thing, because he'll kiss me on the mouth, but he knows we're just friends. He's offered to take me away for the weekend, but and we could even get separate rooms.
He has a right to court you as long as you like doing it. You're duty dating. He's real dating.
He is. He really wants. He goes, you're the real deal. He really would like to win me over, but I don't want to.
Well,
I'm afraid.
Got news for you. How long have you dated him like this now?
Well, a couple months.
All right. Are you dating two other men?
I would if they called. I'm not actively out there. I do every once in a while. Old
why
guys,
are you
friends.
Not flirting? Are you not walking through elevators and escalators and grocery stores and restaurants? Are you not eyeballing and smiling into the eyes?
No, I do a lot. I do. I just don't get out. I live in a small town in Southern California, and so I don't know. I don't get out that much, I guess. But I do smile at people and look at them.
I want 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Oh, okay.
Five minutes a day, five days a week, sitting on a bus.
Okay, I will. Thank
you.
But can I go back? Do I need to reiterate anything to him? Because just the other day he asked me if there's any potential for the long term.
No, dear. As long as you've told him after the third date that you don't have the chemistry to be aiming towards marriage and sex, you've done your responsible act. If he wants to court you at his expense, that's his issue.
Okay. And by allowing him to kiss me on the mouth, but just kind of just on the lips, but no tongue, is that the wrong message to send him? Or I mean,
I think the other message is turn your cheek.
Yeah, well, I did the other day, and he said, no, get over here. So, you know, I'm a little conflicted.
Wait a minute. What he said is get back into your sexual position mouth to mouth.
Right.
There's two spots on the human body that are very, very, very imprintable. One is the mouth. We know that. Sex bubbles, drinking, and whatever else. And the feet. You want to quiet a baby down, rub its feet, and put a bottle in its mouth. And we big people are the same way. This man is courting you serious. Get over here.
Right.
And you did it. Did you turn your face and kiss him on the mouth?
Yes.
I got news, my lady. You're being deflowered.
So I shouldn't allow him to do that. That's what I was afraid of.
What do you mean?
What?
You have chemistry for him, or you couldn't kiss him on the mouth.
Hmm. Well, it's not that much chemistry. I mean, I really enjoy going out with him, but there's some fundamentals.
I got news for you. It starts with a little and ends up with a big.
Oh. All right.
You're not walking like you're talking.
No, I know. Well, that's what I was wondering, because even by him paying for me, I feel...
No.
Because it's a fine line between friendship and courting, you see. That's what I don't really understand.
And you know what the difference is? Kissing on the mouth. Prostitutes don't kiss on the mouth because of the sensitivity.
Really? Hmm.
No, you didn't know that?
No, I don't go to prostitutes. No, I don't know that.
Well, prostitutes do not kiss on the mouth. It's too intimate.
It's funny, my ex-husband didn't like to kiss me on the mouth in the end either.
So maybe that's why he's your ex.
Exactly why, yeah.
You understand?
So when we go on a date, I shouldn't allow him to kiss me on the mouth if I don't want it to move forward and we're just friends, because I am sending a mixed message. But everything else is okay, as far as him taking me out and paying and opening the door and courting.
All of those are gentlemen. He'd do that for a little old lady.
Yeah, okay.
But I doubt if he'd say, get over here, I want to kiss you on the mouth.
Right, yeah, okay. Well, you've answered my question.
Flowered. Now let's go out there and see how you handle them now that you know your body likes them, even if you don't.
Yeah. It makes me nervous with some. He's not religious like I am. He doesn't even believe in God, so that's a big issue for me.
I got news for you. He does believe in God. You know how I know?
How?
He's trying to love you.
Oh. Yeah, I think he's a good man.
I hear he's a good man. Was mm-hmm. your dad a good man?
My dad did the best job that he could do, but there are many men out there that probably could have, that were better fathers.
What's the worst thing your father did?
He cheated on my mom, and his love affairs were more important than our family, and he didn't stay there to be a father who loved and cherished his daughters and protected them.
I got news for you. That's what you're afraid of. You're afraid to be deflowered. You know what that condemns you with? Men you're not interested in.
No, I really want to find the right man.
You can't find the right man. The right man has to deflower you.
Yes, that's correct. You're right.
This guy is doing it. He's doing it.
Okay, well, I've allowed him to continue I've allowed him to continue.
Then why don't you allow him to continue?
Okay, well, I guess I could. I just don't want to hurt him because
don't want to hurt him. Exactly how are we hurting him when we tell him the truth, appreciate what he's doing, and kiss him on top of it all?
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. You're right.
Let's see if you can handle him now that he's a good man that your body likes.
Okay. You're the best. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks, caller. Good luck. Now, that's very interesting. She believes he's a good man, but there's something holding her back, and I think you came right to it, Dr. Allen, and you found it.
I wonder if that isn't what I do for a living and a loving.
It certainly is, but I marvel each time when you ferret that out of them and find that nugget, you know, that little
Hello.
That little switch. Hi, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. I'm so excited. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
This is a bit of a follow-up. I did your one day getting to I Do. My friend and I flew down for that in May, and it was amazing. So I want to give a commercial.
Oh, one of our 7-hour classes?
Yes. It was wonderful. And
good. Now what do you want to ask?
Well, this is a follow-up. I had actually called into the show about a month before that. I had been in love with someone and we had broken up last fall, and that's when I discovered your work. And then he reached out to me when he saw me back dating online, and we started to be in touch just over the phone. And
good.
I had called into your show, and you had coached me to let him talk to me.
I don't coach. I'm a therapist. I'm not a coach.
Sorry. Yes. You guided
licensed
me.
Licensed marriage, family, child, addiction specialist, transactional analyst, nerd.
I've learned so much from you. And my question is, so he called me and we had a conversation, and then a few weeks later it was my birthday and he texted me a happy birthday. But I felt
Yay.
He was a little... Yeah, and I felt like he was a little angry. And then actually I went to your workshop right after that. And so then it's June, and I forget what you call it when you do those little, texts for birthdays and Father's Day and things like that.
Ritual strokes. Ritual.
Thanks.
I want to explain them. Ritual strokes are, they can't say we're chasing them. birthday cards, emails, Hanukkah, Christmas, 4th of July. They're hanky drops with a purpose. Ritual strokes I approve of for women to do for men.
So I did one for Father's Day. He's a dad, and he responded, thanking me kind of really profusely and saying, "You're so kind and thoughtful of you, and how are you, and how's your dad?" Because my dad, is sick right now with cancer, and so. I responded, and then he said, "I'm so glad that we can be in touch like this." So I'm just taking it at that point, Dr. Allen, as okay. I guess he just wants to be in touch as friends, and so then he reached out again.
What he's saying to you is, "Lady, do you know that when a woman respects a man, he feels cherished, and that encourages him to be cherishing to her? It's like spillover." Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I teach women to act like ladies to bring out the gentleman in a man. A man is a man. 9/10 animal. Until he meets a lady. It's supposed to be his mother, but she often is a man, in her fifth marriage. And so when I teach women to respect men, I'm actually helping the women get cherished.
And that's what I felt when then he sent me a text about 10 days after Father's Day out of the blue and just said, "Hi, I was just thinking about you. How are you?"
And very good.
And I responded and then about, less than a week later, he sent another text he was asking about my dad again, and I was telling him about his treatment, and then he checked in again the day before 4th of July, and I'm feeling cherished, Dr. Allen, by his text. I am.
I understand that. You're still getting the rewards for respecting him.
Yeah. And I'm still in love
men
with him.
Men don't like to be mothered. Their job in life is to get away from mothers, at least by 10. Women have to attract men like father, brothers, into cherishing them. Now, the problem is women are also raised today to be men and to compete with men. And all that does is turn men off. Men cannot fall in love when they receive. They can only fall in love when they are invited to give, protect, and share. So there.
Yeah. I'm learning a lot.
I know you are, and you're getting results.
And I guess my question, my mind will still wonder, well, how come he's just checking in like this? And, I'm just starting to do today again. I took a break for a couple months because I'm also been in transition with my career and job hunting, and it got stressful. And so I'm just starting literally like this week to duty date. And I guess my question is, I just have to wait.
Passive, patient, vulnerable.
Yeah.
That's femininity.
I'm
passive, patient, and vulnerable. And when men do it, they're passive aggressive, impatient, and invulnerable.
Yeah.
And when
I never wrote
women, what?
Well, I didn't discover your work.
You didn't have to ride a high bye because you interacted properly.
Well, but if I don't hear from him now for like another 5 weeks,
if you don't hear from him, write a high bye letter and give it to him the day after the 8 weeks is done.
Yeah. Okay.
The high bye is to signal him that you don't hate him and you're still alive and well and living here, and that if he wants to use that letter of, I love you, I like you, it's painful for you to be gone, I don't want to be alone, I want to be in a relationship in which I'm cherished, and I thank you for bringing this consciousness to me, even though it's very painful, but I'll use the learning that I have in my next relationship, which signals them that if they don't get off the stick, you're going away.
Okay, great.
Write the high bye and have it ready for the 8 weeks.
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks,
you're
caller.
Welcome.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
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 And the famous high bye letter, Dr. Allen, and that is always a hard one, especially since she clearly has very deep feelings for him.
I understand that, but he has them for her too, except men think from A to B to C to D, and women think from A to Z and work backwards.
Yes.
We're picking out China on the first date.
Yeah, that's very interesting, too, because I've had some gals recently talking to me about that what I term it as instantaneous monogamy, when you're already trying to figure out what your wedding invitations are going to look like. And one of the great questions we've had several times is, how do women train themselves not to do that, Dr. Allen? Is there a way?
Date three men until one asks you to stop dating the other two. Date three men.
So the real
not
way
one.
Is to immerse yourself basically in men. That three men thing makes you not so vulnerable to that.
One is overcommitment, two is either or, and three is diversification. An excellent, excellent point in business. Remember, I'm a cognitive behavioral therapist, not an emotive therapist. What I'm doing is I teach virtue through science.
Mm-hmm. Now, so, you said, often you say, men are looking for virtues, not vaginas. And all female or biological females have vaginas. And so some women are not understanding what you mean by that, virtue versus
what I mean by that is men like to have intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
It's more fun than a towel and a hand. Got it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay. If they meet a woman that they're attracted to somewhat, and if they're sober, if they're drunk, they're women themselves. If they meet a woman, pick up with the eyes and don't listen to her language and don't interview her, then they have a smashing night and wake up at 2 and wonder how in God's name they got there, and they get away from there fast. Women do not realize, if you're going to be a prostitute, be one. If you want to get married, understand that the first thing a man really needs is the understanding you're not going to betray him with other men. So if he can't get in your body, he can't get in it either. Do you understand?
I do. It clearly sends a signal that, you know, my grandmother used to use a term, and she would say, oh, would you look at that woman? She'll go with any old dog that'll hunt. And I think when I was younger, I just didn't understand that. But then later on in life, even though her her idioms were interesting, you know, being from the South. I understood that if one man can get in there, then what's to say the next man and the next man and the next man won't just as easily be able to do that. And so a lot of women are saying, is this being a play with vaginas?
They marry virtue.
A lot of women are asking if this is what's commonly known as being a tease.
No, it's being a hookup. It's a girl pretending she has the same sexual build that a man has. Remember, we mix our thoughts and feelings together. Mm-hmm. They generally, especially if they're right-handed, think or feel. And when they feel like they're sexual, they go for it. And that's why they themselves know they're not supposed to get the sex, but they can't help themselves in asking for it. But it's better for them if they're with a virtuous woman. And later on in the relationship, he will tell her so.
Now, we have a really interesting question regarding the couples class, Dr. Allen, and I didn't even think of this. This lady says, my mate and I have followed the contract idea from Dr. Allen. So my question is, if we were to sign up to come to the class, should we bring our drafted contract with us?
Of course, dear God. Susie will send you an outline of the contract agenda so that you're going to bring one in no matter whether you know me or not.
Oh, excellent. So if they have, if they've been following what you've been teaching and they have theirs, then you can bring, they can bring it in with them and really get down to work with you on.
That's right.
What's going on? Wow, that is a great question. I'm glad she brought that up because I don't think we talked about that.
I've been doing this for 44 years. I've heard a few thousand things. And I know signals, red flags, when I know them. And that's what people pay me for, my resume in my head, my catalog, my bibliography. Of the things I've experienced, not necessarily in my personal life, but things that I have experienced in my professional life that flags me to say something that might be significant.
Exactly. So there is a little work to do before we come to this class. There's an assignment, if you will, that Susie sends out.
Yes, she does. She does.
And so they would feel that if they didn't already have a contract like this fine lady does, then they would do this contract work before the class and then perhaps improve and hone it to perfection with you.
That's right. You know, 14, it's chapter 14 in my book on the shelves over 20 years, Getting to I Do, chapter 14.
Well, that is a very valuable thing. And I want to remind everybody, you go to Want iStore, www.wantistore.com, to look at the classes that we have upcoming. And we have several classes upcoming, not just the couples class. We have the Getting to I Do class. And we have classes going on about Life Script, which is a wonderful class. And I believe we have an... Dreams too, Dr. Allen.
We're training.
Mm-hmm. And we're doing a dream class. So we've got those classes for you. We've got the way for you to sign up. And don't forget, we have a special this month too that's going on that you can find at our website. So we have another question, Dr. Allen.
What?
And this lady says, negotiated the contract. And, they're really hitting with us, Dr. Allen, on this couples thing. This is great. Negotiated the contract. Negotiated it month two. Then month four, he didn't want to negotiate the contract anymore. What's happening?
What I do is I have a 2-month trial relationship based on the contract they created. Then they're going to know more about whether they're compatible or not compatible. Remember, you don't go and have physical exams unless you're prepared to hear the worst. And so what I will do, what I often say to people, when you come to me, you're either doing an autopsy on a dead thing or you're doing a resuscitation on a half-dead thing. In other words, you're doing an x-ray.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes excellent sense. Okay. Here's another one. Dr. Allen, how many times do you think a person should do your script work? I feel like I did it 7 years ago, but you talk about a 7-year cycle, which is really a 3-year cycle or something like that. Am I getting that right?
No. So a 7-year itch is 2 Saturn cycles of 3.5 years.
Uh-huh.
It's astrological.
She's asking if your life script would change that much that you would need to redo your life script.
Yes.
So
doing script classes is like peeling an onion.
Oh.
You just keep going deeper and deeper into it. If you're in a 12-step program, it's inventory.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because every year you grow or you deteriorate.
Okay.
So, scripting. Claude Steiner's book, Scripts People Live by Claude Steiner, transactional analyst. Excellent book. The textbook that I use for the class.
Now, what class are you doing? A class this Saturday?
Yeah, I'm doing script this Saturday.
This Saturday
script. I'm
doing
dreams next Saturday.
I think those might both be filled, but Sue, I understand, is going to be opening up some more classes on the website, and which is really exciting. And so we're hoping for that. And as soon as she has that, I think she'll share that information
with us.
Yeah.
I'm sure she will.
And here we have a little bit of a racy question. She says, my husband's favorite position is doggy style, and I feel it's demeaning. I feel used and a little bit dirty. How can I either...
Go to Netflix and see Quest for Fire. In that movie, you'll see Neanderthals going limbic and limbic going neocortical, and you will see doggy fashion in the primitive Neanderthal mode. The truth of the matter is that position is the most erotic when it comes to simple animal nature.
Mm-hmm.
Face to face is more humanly intimate. Do you understand?
I do. Very interesting. We're out of time, Dr. Allen. We're out of time. What have you got to say before we run?
What?
What do you have to say before we sign off?
What I want to say is a combination of doggy and face to face is really fun.
I think it sounds fun too. Hey everybody, we're so glad you were with us tonight. We really appreciate it, and we will be back next week to talk some more. Thanks for being here.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.